Welcome to this hypnosis audio in the Hypnosis for Confident Music Performance program. Along with the other hypnosis recordings in this program, please do not drive or operate machinery while listening to these tracks. Only listen to them when you can permit yourself to completely relax. Your visual mind assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of any of the materials in this program. Remember, as always, your role in hypnosis is to aim to have your mind as receptive as possible and your body as relaxed as possible. And this hypnosis recording is to guide you to reliable music memorization. Let's begin. And I want you to imagine that you're again in that familiar control room of your mind. The control room responsible for your focus, your learning, and your deep relaxation. And picture it like a real room with the dials and levers, and especially the row of 10 dimmer switches in front of you. And it's quiet here, the lights are soft, and you're in a comfortable chair, ready to deepen your focus and relaxation. Now take the first dimmer switch and exhale as you turn it down, nice and easy. Which muscles relax first? Your shoulders, your forehead? Or is it your breathing that relaxes first? As part of you notices this, rest your finger on the second dimmer and turn it slowly down, all the way to zero. And notice how your inner quietness deepens, how your awareness becomes more focused on the sensations in your body. Take the third dimmer now, turn it down. And feel yourself slipping deeper into relaxation. The ambient light grows softer, and your mind becomes more receptive to learning. Turn the fourth dimmer down, and feel the trance deepening. Your awareness sharpens, yet your body relaxes further. You're safe, in control, and curious about how deep this relaxation can go. Now the fifth dimmer. Turn it down and let go just a little more. You're well on your way, slipping closer to a profound state of focus and learning. Turn the sixth dimmer down. That's right. Four more to go, and they'll take you deeper in their own time. Turn the seventh dimmer now, and notice how effortless this feels. Your mind is quiet, still, and ready to absorb new ways of learning. Now the eighth dimmer. Turn it down and feel the release. Everything is peaceful. Your mind is balanced, open, and ready for change. Turn the ninth dimmer down and go deeper inside. You're floating now, without effort, without resistance, and your mind is perfectly prepared for what comes next. And now, the 10th and final dimmer, the one that takes you to that special place that has become familiar to you now, that special place where your unconscious mind can make the changes you need. Turn it down all the way. And as I say the words, trance now, you let go and you arrive in that perfect state of deep, focused learning. Trance now. And you let go. And you let yourself slip downward into a deeper state of trance. And now I'm going to count from 5 down to 0. And with each number that I count backwards down to 0, you will let yourself deepen your state of relaxation, deepen the state of receptivity of your mind twice as much with each number that I count. We're beginning now. 5, twice as deeply. 4, twice as deeply. 3, twice as deeply. 2, twice as deeply. 1, twice as deeply. And 0. And take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, let that same familiar sensation of warm relaxation pass from the top of your head down to your feet. And now, in this relaxed and open state, I'd like you to imagine stepping into a grand, beautiful library. A place where all the music you've ever loved is stored. The walls are lined with shelves, and each shelf holds not books, but musical memories, pieces you've played, melodies you've heard, rhythms that move you. This is your music library, and it's always growing, always organizing itself in the most elegant way. At the center of the library is a large, polished wooden desk. On it sits a golden key, the key to absorbing new music effortlessly. When you pick it up, you feel a warmth in your hand. You feel a sense that this key knows exactly how to unlock the secrets of any piece you want to learn. Now, imagine you're holding a new piece of music, something you're working on right now. As you place it on the desk, the golden key begins to glow softly. It's showing you how to break the music into meaningful sections, just like a librarian organizing books by genre, by theme, by what feels natural together. And here's how it works in practice. Instead of trying to memorize every single note at once, you start small. A bar or two, a phrase, a scale, a chord progression. You look for patterns, just like the golden key is showing you now. Maybe it's a scale running up and down. Maybe it's an arpeggio. Maybe it's a rhythm you recognize. These patterns are chunks, groups of notes that belong together, just like words in a sentence. The golden key helps you see these chunks clearly. It tells you, you don't have to remember every note individually. Just recognize the shape, the story, the structure. And as you do, the music lifts off the page and floats towards its place on the shelves. Not as something unfamiliar, but as something you already understand. Now, the golden key does something even more remarkable. It begins to reinforce these memories, like a librarian carefully placing each book in its perfect spot, then returning to it again and again, making sure it's secure, unshakable. This is how your mind moves music from short-term memory, where it's fragile and easy to lose, to long-term memory, where it stays with you, reliable and strong. You watch as the music you've just absorbed is visited, revisited, and polished, not by force, but by a gentle, natural process. The more you return to it, the brighter it glows on the shelf, the easier it is to find. This is consolidation, the stage where your mind makes the music a permanent part of you. And here's the most wonderful part. This library doesn't just store music, it retrieves it for you, effortlessly. When you sit down to play, your fingers don't search for notes. Instead, they go confidently to the shelf, pull down the music they need, and bring it to life. Without hesitation, without fear, because this isn't just memory. This is knowing. Sometimes you might worry, what if I forget? But in this library, forgetting isn't a fear. It's just a signal. A little nudge from the librarian saying, ah, this section needs one more visit. Let's reinforce it. And so you do, easily, naturally, until the music is so much a part of you that you don't even have to think about it. Now the golden key shows you one last thing. It points to a small, beautiful practice room inside the library. A place where you can test your memories. Play without the sheet music, and trust that even if you stumble, the music is still there, waiting to be found again. Because every time you play from memory, even just a bar or two, you're telling the library, this matters. Keep this close. And here's the key insight. The sooner you start playing from memory, even in small sections, the stronger those memories become. Research shows that when you begin memorizing early in the learning process, your brain has more opportunities to correct, reinforce, and solidify what you're learning. Mistakes aren't failures. They're signals to your mind that say, this needs more attention. And each time you return to those sections, they become clearer, more secure, more yours. So from now on, more and more with each day that passes, your unconscious mind encourages you to visit this library early, not after the piece is finished, but as you're learning it. Start with small chunks and let the golden key show you the patterns. Your conscious mind also encourages you to spend time in the practice room, playing small sections from memory, trusting that each attempt strengthens the music's place on the shelf. And finally, more and more with every day that passes, your unconscious mind encourages you to know that mistakes are just the librarian's way of saying, let's organize this better. Because in this library, music isn't something you have to remember. It's something you get to know deeply, joyfully, and without effort. And the more you trust this process, the more reliable your memory becomes. And now, as we prepare to leave this beautiful library, I want you to know that it's always here for you. Every time you practice, every time you play, you can return to this place where music is absorbed effortlessly, reinforced naturally, and retrieved with confidence. You've learned today that memorizing music isn't about brute force or repetition. It's about recognizing patterns, reinforcing them early, and trusting your mind to retrieve them when you need them. The Golden Key has shown you how to make this process easy, reliable, and even enjoyable. So now, I'll count from 1 to 5. And with each number, you'll begin to return to full, awake awareness, feeling refreshed, focused, and ready to apply what you've discovered in your music library. And now we begin. 1. Taking a deep breath, feeling your body waking up, carrying the warmth of the golden key with you. 2. Stretching your fingers, your arms, your legs, ready to move, ready to play. 3. Your mind is clear, sharp, and filled with the certainty that your music is safe in your library. 4. You're almost fully awake, knowing that every time you practice, the library grows richer and the memories stronger. And 5. Eyes open, fully alert, and excited to step into your music with confidence.